This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
9:20 in the morning, you are listening to The Morning Run on Wednesday, the 27th of July. Let's get a quick update on how the FBM KLCI is looking.
Currently, still like the color on my lips, red, because it is down 0.09%. FBM KLCI now 1,462 points.
So let's talk more about the FBM KLCI. Although the headline year-to-date return for this index is a negative 6.6%, if we look at just performance on a month-to-month basis, it's actually up 1.3%. Is that right, Shawnee?
Yes. So is this positive performance in the first few weeks of the second half of the year just a blip or an indicator of how markets will do for the rest of 2022?
For some answers, we turn to Tushar Mohata, Head of Malaysia Equity Research at Nomura Malaysia. Tushar, good morning. Thanks for joining us today. Now, Nomura recently lowered the FBM KLCI target for this year. What's the revision based on?
Hi, good morning, and thanks for having me. So yes, you're right. At Nomura, we recently lowered the KLCI target for end of this year to 1,600 points. So this is mainly in view of rising global risks and also risks of some of the big developed markets around the world, such as the US, falling into recession in 2023. So as an open economy, Malaysia is also quite vulnerable to a global slowdown through its export channel, as it is exposed to demand in these world markets. Overall, we forecast 2.3% GDP growth for Malaysia in 2023 after a 6.5% growth in 2022. So while we do not expect a recession in Malaysia, there are likely to be some earnings cuts for our corporate sector here in case there is a global recession. And our lowered index target of 1,600, this is premised on slightly lower earnings growth, so a 1% growth for this year and an 8% growth for 2023, along with a lower PE multiple of 14 times, which factors in these global risks.
Okay, considering the headwinds ahead, then what is the best investment strategy to adopt? I mean, is it still a bottom-up one, or are we going back to that value growth debate that we keep having?
So for the Malaysia market overall, there are three broad themes. First one is the bank slash macro slash reopening. A second one would be commodities. And the third one would be the high growth or tech names. So overall, within these three themes, we are still positive on the reopening and financial stocks, such as the banks and tourism counters. This is mainly because the banks in Malaysia are more domestic-oriented. They do not depend so much on global demand. The tourism counter should also see improvement, mainly due to more inbound traffic. Second theme, commodities, we are getting selective as many commodity prices appear to have peaked already and are rolling over now. And on the high growth technology stocks, which is the third, the growth basket, as you put, we think that valuations are also getting to the bottom after the sharp sell-off which we have seen this year. So it's a mix of selected stock picks from these three buckets.
Okay, so let's drill into the banking sector specifically. Considering that the economy is going to gradually slow, are you not concerned then about a deterioration in asset quality and in turn the banks having to do more provisioning?
Yes, you're right. Some increase in NPL is to be expected this year as the economy slows. But also, importantly, the loan relief programs which have been in place for the last 2 years are gradually ending. But the thing with banks is that they have provided quite a lot of preemptive excess provisions when COVID was raging in the years of 2020, 2021. So they have quite a lot of excess provision buffer already built up. So these should help keep credit costs this year low as a whole for the sector compared to 2021. And that should support earnings for the sector. The dividend yield for the banks is also healthy. Valuations are also attractive. So that's why we like the banks.
What are your top picks in the banking sector then?
So overall, our top picks are still a bit more defensive oriented. So we like the more retail focused banks like Public Bank, Hong Leong Bank, also RHB Bank, which has high capital ratios, mainly because we think that if any asset quality pressures emerge this year, it will be more selected corporate exposures going under this year. So we are more retail focused on our top picks.
So earlier you mentioned, Tushar, that you were also looking at the buckets of tourism and commodities. I'm wondering what your top picks would be in these two sectors.
Yes. So within the tourism bucket, we like airports. So Malaysia airports would be a top pick. They are already seeing an improvement in traffic. We also like Genting Malaysia, which they are likely to see earnings inflection. This year, they have had the theme park open up. This is resulting in more visitors going to the Genting Highlands. US and Europe markets for them are already quite strong. Within the commodities, we are selective. We like some structural supply stories. So one would be precious metal. This aluminium global supply demand is in a mismatch, mainly because of decarbonization efforts globally. So precious metal benefits from increasing production. We also like Petronas Chemicals, mainly because there is a fertilizer shortage due to the war and conflict in Ukraine. So they are likely to see higher prices for their selling prices, specifically chemicals, for a longer period of time.
And Tushar, you mentioned you like high growth sectors, so E&E is one of them. What are your topics in that space?
Okay, so within the E&E space, we are selective. Again, we like Inari, mainly because we are starting to see, so first of all, on the smartphone supply chain, while there are likely to be a slowdown in the coming quarters, but we think that high-end smartphone demand is relatively more resilient. We like Inari because of higher content in these kinds of smartphones. We like Greytech, which is likely to benefit from the shift which we are seeing on solar and EV, and their order book benefits from these two segments. We also like Vitrox within this segment, mainly because of rising complexity in global semiconductor supply chain, which necessitates people to essentially buy equipment to test these, and Vitrox is the beneficiary of that.
Tushar, what about the glove sector? I mean, it was such a beneficiary early on the pandemic. Not so much now. Valuations have retraced to multi-year lows. Is the sector starting to look too cheap to ignore?
Yeah, so far it has frankly been very hard to still call a firm bottom on the average selling prices for the glove sector. Also, material and labor costs have gone up. There is also the capacity expansion fear from the Chinese and the Thai manufacturers, which is likely to lead to some oversupply. So as a result, earnings is still facing some downside risks. But that said, you're right, valuations have gotten attractive. Earnings have been cut quite dramatically. We are seeing the rising specter of the monkeypox outbreak also globally. We are selective again within this sector. Hartalega is our topic. It has the best governance and execution track record, which sort of compensates for the weaker ASP or the downside risks in ASP, which we see. And we also expect the cost pass-through mechanism for the glove sector to be adopted later this year. So that should help re-rate some of the stocks in this sector.
All right, Tushar. Thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was Tushar Mohatta, Head of Malaysia Equity Research of Nomura Malaysia, giving us the lay of the land in terms of where he's looking to see potential opportunities there. He mentioned a couple of different sectors, banks, tourism, commodities, all very selective picks there. Yeah, there you go. 9:28 in the morning. We're heading into the 9:30 a.m. news bulletin. And when we come back, we'll have the BBC World Service, where we take a look at the Commonwealth Games this year and their plans to make it the most sustainable games ever. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.